We know from the Gemara that Rebbe darshens out from the pasuk that says Begishtam, okay? Whereas Rebbe Lazar darshens out from Bevoam, okay? So far, so good? Begishtam means what?
When you approach.
And Bevoam means? When that should go in, okay? And Begishtam is applied by Rechitza, and Bevoam is applied by Rechitza. So, of course, if that's the case, what's we're going to have to ask? Right, and what does Rebbe do with Bevoam? Okay? Right?
Every single Gisha.
Okay, good. Okay. So I'm going to read the Gemara real quickly, just to review it, okay? Okay. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it does. Oops. The Gemara says, yeah. It says, Vidach Nami, okay? Haksiv Bivoam, right? Iksiv Begishtam, Veloksiv Bivoam, Havamina, I'll call Gisha Begisha. Okay? Katsu Rahman of Gam Bivoam. So let's say it only had what? Let's say it only said Begishtam. So it's amazing what you would think according to Rebbe. You would think that every single time I do a particular avoda, I have to do another Kiddush at Avraham Lime. So think about, forget that, this is where again you have to suspend practicality. This is where people get confused about these types of things. I don't care practically that it would make the entire Mikdash a mess, because what would happen? Every single step of every process, you'd have to stop, right, and do Kiddush Adam Raglayim. So for instance, he does his Maisa, he does the Maisa Hatava of not that the same guy's doing it, but he does the Maisa Hatava of, let's say, Menorah, right? Then has to wash before he does his whatever, you know, Shrita, and then wash again for Kabbalah. I don't care about the chaos that would ensue. Theoretically, though, if you just had Begishtam, what would you consider? You consider the possibility that each step in the process of avoda requires a new Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Okay? Kamash Milan, Bivoam tells you what?
Only the
beginning of the day, so to speak. Before you start your whole process of avoda, that's what requires a Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Okay? We'll get to leaving, don't worry. But for now.
There's never between like avodas and stuff?
Right. It won't be between steps in the day, you won't do another Maisa Rechitza. That's Rebbe's hobby in Maskana, right? Now, this is why I write. I'm so fast. But then again, people can read what you're writing, right?
Yeah.
Right, which is an advantage. Okay, what does Rebbe Lazar say? So Rebbe Lazar has to deal with the fact that it says Bivoam and Begishtam, right? What does Begishtam tell you? So the Gemara says, Bidach Nami, Haksid Begishtam, right? Iksi Bivoam, Veloksid Begishtam, Havamina, Afilu Abir Rekanis. Which is, whatever. That reminds me of that sugya. Anyway, what's Bir Rekanis? Bir Rekanis means.
It's like walking in the
stam. Going to the base of Mikdash to tour.
Chill out.
Okay? Yeah, to chill out.
And you're begotten.
What? And you're begotten. Okay? So the idea of going into the Mikdash for no purpose, what's saying? So the Gemara is saying that if I just had Bivoam, what would I think? I would think that what? Right, if I go in for no reason whatsoever, Bir Rekanis means, like, the word empty, Rekanit, applied here means I'm going in, the action of going in, Bia, is for what purpose? Nothing. Empty
is
entrance.
That's what I was about to say.
That's a separate area. That's a separate area. Good question. You would think that if a guy goes in, he needs to wash. Every time he walked into the base of Mikdash, Begishtam tells you, no, it's only, he only has to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim for what purpose? If he's going in for the purpose of Avoda. So if Yustam went in to go tour, right, he wouldn't need to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Right, well, both of them are strange. What?
No, it's
stranger? What? No, they don't do tours, of course
what
not.
Strange color.
So let's say Cohen wanted to walk into, there's another Cohen, a friend of his is in there, he wants to go say hi to him. Doesn't have his smartphone with him. So he wants to go say hi.
No, I mean, this is strange.
Keep in mind, he's darshaning out as well from Bivoam. So I'll tell you what he's doing. In other words, if you take Rebbe, and this also is a raya that our approach all along, you see, the approach all along is working its way through perfectly. Because Rebbe's going to hold what? He's going to say that the whole purpose, the whole function of Kiddush Adam Raglayim is to do what? It's, in a sense, it brings about the functional Makom Avoda, right? And therefore, and he says, what's the shir? The shir is the yom. Therefore, each day generates a new chiyuv, right? But then the question is, that's true. Well, if you just said Begishtam, what would you think? You would think that the avoda itself, each ma'aseh avoda, if it's really an avoda, each ma'aseh avoda should require its own Kiddush Adam Raglayim. So what does Bivoam do then? You're right, it's not just the sum, the parts versus the sum. But What does Bivouam do?
Every time you come to Mikdash.
But so what's it doing though? Bivouam is coming to modify Bigishtam. It's taking all the particular voters and doing what to them? Making it right, the Mitzarif, the Maisa voters into one Yom Shel Avoda. So that's why he needs both words. It's amazing. This is how Drush works. He sees Bigishtam. Bigishtam teaches you a general idea that the act of Avoda is what produces the reality, the functional reality of the Mikdash, right? But Bivouam comes along and takes all those specific acts of Avoda and creates a tziruf into the reality of Yom Shel Avoda. What did you do, Rebbe Lazar, one more time? Rebbe Lazar, just factually, what does he say? He says, if you just said Bivouam, what would you think? You can walk in, it's literally Bivouam, meaning anytime I go in, anytime I go into the Mikdash, I need to wash. So it doesn't matter if I'm going in for reasons A, B, C, D, I always have to wash. Kamashon Bigishtan tells you, no, it's only for this specific activity. Okay? Which is an interesting idea. So what do you say? Yeah? If you apply Hisara to its extreme, what would you have to say? You have to say that, okay, well, it's the very Bia itself that produces the Mechayiv of Rechitza. Meaning, every time I go in, I should have to wash. And especially if you say the idea is that Kohen Rav Elazar, he doesn't have to actually be doing something when he's in the Mikdash. So if he doesn't have to be doing something when he's in the Mikdash, so who cares why he goes in? It's the very Knesset itself that produces the Chiyuv. Okay. What's the Maskana?
It's something like he has to relate to it first in order to pass it, relate to it.
Time. So what's Rav Elazar's Maskana? Josh Horowitz. The Hamina in Rav Elazar is what?
Yeah, Hamina is that anytime you go into the Mikdash, even for something that is not a Voda, you have to do washing.
Kamash Malan?
Kamash Malan, only for that which is going to, only if you go in for a
Voda. Okay, so what was the Svara?
For Sagash Tar, the premise that I think you read throughout, which is that why start relating to Makkum in a certain way, if it doesn't happen, like start with Makkum's Tar. Then the Hamina is that you can relate to this as just a regular Makkum. It's like any other mic you relate to as a Makkum itself. In which case, anytime you walk into for any purpose relating to the Makkum, then you have to get it.
Okay.
The Maskana is like I have to relate to as a Makkum Avoda. And then, not the Makkum Avoda, but Makkum Avoda.
Well, I don't know what you just said.
You're stressing different words.
Okay.
Yeah. So you look at that.
Right. Okay, good. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Kind of like a Venn diagram.
Okay, good. I like that.
And then once you start relating to the Makkum Avoda, never stops.
Good. Okay, good. Okay. And again, just to emphasize that point one more time, this is a great, in my opinion, this is a great example of methodology of how you can develop.
Yeah, shell.
Very good.
Makkum shell.
Very good.
And it needs to be bent somehow.
Good job, Harlan. What you see here, though, is that you really see a great example. I mean, and notice all we were dealing with is Gemara and Rashi. But you see a great example of how you can have how you can take one basic approach and watch how it works its way through the Gemara. And it's amazing. And again, I don't want to say learning Gemara is like science, but what's really cool is you come up with a hypothesis and you test it. The Gemara tested our Sara by offering the first set of Havim Neskanas and this. Okay. So.
Like checking your math work.
Sure. Okay. Now. Whatever. Okay. All, the only problem is that the Gemara says, well, 1 second. Okay. If that's true, keep going. Abir Ekanis. That's your cue. You test on the base.
Hawk Sivil Shoreis.
1 second. But by Abir Ekanis, what does the Pasuk say? It says, Bigishtam El Hamizbeach L'Shoreis. Right? So therefore, what does that tell you? Why would they ever have any of us? Right. Why do you have a Hamina Beir Kanis? Okay, now just to be fair, the Gemara's answer now is not directly related to our Sugya, but there's still we can still define it. Okay? So the Gemara cites a machlokas between who?
It didn't cite a machlokas, it cited the non machlokas.
Well, okay, fine, but it's based on a machlokas. Are you now like you're going to.
Erase or yeah. Air on the space?
Sure, so you can use that space. Okay, so Elo Bigishtami Baile. Okay, 1 second. Yeah. Okay. The Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov. Okay, so that's your cue to look at Rashi. What does Rashi say about Kol Modim? Right, so there's a machlokas in Ramei and Rabbanan. By the way, this is all the facts on the machlokas. You can give a start for this. What's the machlokas there?
Which
tefillah? Tefillah, you see the little brackets there? The other brackets there? Kohen Gadol, which is when? On. on Yom Kippur, okay? Rabbanan Amrei.
Rabbanan Amrei, Kiddush Yadarag,
Shabbat Meir. So, whoa, Upashat, comma, which means what? Slow down, buddy. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, you do what? You do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then what do you do? What's Upashat mean?
You change clothing.
Okay. Whereas Rav Meir Omer.
Pashat, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim.
Pashat, and then Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Okay? However, Modimhem.
Modimhem, Kiddush Shal Acher Tvila, Shalom Mishal Begadim, Shahu Machnev.
But everyone agrees that what? That when it comes to putting on your clothes, right? That after your tefillah, what do? You put your clothes on and then do kiddush. Vena makadosh kishu arum. Elagisha. Fascinating, right? Okay, so back to the Gemara. So Gemara says the Amar bekiddushini kishu lavosh makadosh my time. Right, so since the Torah says what? Right, so therefore what? Me. No. Gisha Bavad Kama. Yatzazeh. That's it. Stop. Period. Okay? So whatever, what's the Gemara saying now?
Oh, you might
not. What's the Gemara saying? More than that. What you're saying is that, you guys say this, you're saying in the Maskana, when does the chiyuv of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim emerge? When are you chayev to wash your hands?
When you
define as a Kohen. That's what you want to say, right? You want to say is that it's dependent upon my state of being Kohen that would generate the very chiyuv of Rechitza. So then what's the Hamid going to say?
The Hamid is going to say that it doesn't matter, the overall address is from a functioning kind. So it doesn't matter in what order you do the steps.
It's not a question of the order. Okay, you're right, but it's not, it would make a difference. But what's it looking at, how is it viewing the existence of the Chiyuv?
As always there, rather than only there when they put it on the big name.
So put it like in a broader context. You're right. What would the Hamid say? Basically, I mean, it's a simple step. If you're going to say the Maskana is telling you that the Chiyuv can only generate from his status now being Lavash, think about what happens. He goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he puts his clothing on, and now once he does that, now the Chiyuv emerges of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So what's the only other logical way to learn?
That it doesn't?
It's not that it doesn't, but what? Are you writing down the answer, Josh?
He's always
the Maskana.
The Chiyuv of
Right. Okay. I think you're right. In other words, why can't you say the Hamina would say like this? The Hamina would say is that there's a certain checklist of things that are required to do prior to what?
Doing a voda.
Okay. What are those things on the checklist? One is. Well, let's go in order. One is putting on your clothes, and then there's also washing your hands. Right. So why can't you say, the Hamid is going to say that it's the Avodah Sayom has a certain checklist. There's certain requirements a person has to do for Avodah Sayom.
That wouldn't work with your sandal.
Why?
How would all that be going from?
The Maskana is bringing up a very good point. The Maskana is saying that it's the strongest emphasis of how Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim works. In other words, it's an amazing idea to say that the mitzvah of the very idea of a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim can only exist in the context of him being a Kohen. Okay, that's the Gemara's end point. It's saying it can only exist in the context of being a Kohen. Doesn't make any sense to talk about it in the Maskana outside the context of him being a Kohen. Okay? Alright. So let's just prepare the next thing now. Okay? So now if you skip ahead, I'm not skip ahead. I don't care Lahak or Isha. Forget the business of the Ma'akev. Logan says ki, because that's a separate point. Logan says ki asa. This is fascinating. Gabriel.
And Chacham Manav. Isha Lama thing?
Yeah, ki asa Rav Dimi.
You guys are Rav Dimi. I'm Rav Yochanan. By Ilfa.
Okay, so Ilfa came along and he was in Suffolk. Okay, Ilfa had a good question. Okay, this is my favorite things in Zvachim. A Suffolk. What's a Suffolk?
Racist,
yeah, it'd be nice. Go ahead, Gabriel.
By Ilfa, Divrei Omer, Ein Lina Moalosh, Rikim Shadai Rabai. Make he or Moalosh Yipsal.
Okay, slow down. So, one thing. So, Ein Lina Moelas. Okay? So, according to the sheet, there's a whole that Ein Lina Moelas. What does Ein Lina Moelas mean?
That
time does not create a new chiyuv, right? Meaning, as long as the guy's doing a voda, he's fine. So, the question is, right? The make cure, okay? Mahu sheyifsalu. Okay, so now the Gemara is throwing out an unbelievable thing. What's the make cure? Okay. Meaning what? Meaning what would you think, what's the Gemara implying? That
like, they would reuse the water. So I mean, would they reuse it every day, or would they have, like, every day dump it out?
Exactly. Does it shadow, or what the Gemara is saying here is like this. Ma'u sheyifsil, mi'amrinan hani. Right? Do we say, what? Lamai. So what's the purpose of the makior? Lamai. Lekishdan reglayim. That's its function. Okay? And if its function is to be there for Kish Dharma Glaim, then why should Lina be Moelis? Right? As long as he's doing a voda, right? Why should you have to put in new water? Or do you say no?
What do you mean use over the water? Like you drain it and then you put it, pour it back in?
No, let's say the cure is it was a slow day in the base of Ekdash. And let's say there's a decent amount of water left over. Okay? So you have to put new water in. You have to drain it out and put new water in. So if you hold Lina's not Moel, right? So maybe you'll say
you have to do anything with the clean water that would just rinse off the guy's legs.
Is that clean?
I'm saying the unclean.
Well, it's not unclean. It's no longer.
It's no longer appropriate.
It's not new water.
They wouldn't purify it.
It's not new water. You need new water. Okay. So if you say Lina's not Moel, so what's the first possibility? So maybe you'll say Mi'amrina and Hani Lemai Lekishdan Raglayim, and therefore Lina would not be a problem. Or to say no, Kishdan Raglayim Gufayo. And therefore what?
Therefore it will be possible because of the water till it's fine.
Right. Odilma.
Odilma Kavan. The kiddush lahu, the kli sharis.
That's the key thing. So since the kior itself is what?
As a
kli sharis. So what would you think? You would think mifsale. Okay, why? Because anything that's left over in a kli sharis overnight, what happens to it?
It
becomes fossil. So.
Function.
No. So do you treat the kior? You treat the kior, the make kior. You treat the make kior like you would what? Like you would what?
A kind of hand.
Well, okay. So according to Rebbe Lazar, what would you say? Rebbe Lazar, who holds what? Rebbe Lazar says, "Lina's not Moel." Meaning, if I'm working all night, right?
Then
the water should be right. The vote is good, and I don't do new kishon amaglayim. So do you say that? Therefore, the make kior reflects that. Okay. I don't know why that has to be true. Or do you say no? Do you say that it's very nice to say that the Mayim, but the fact is the Mayim's in a Klisharis. So Klisharis, the rules are different. This is a very difficult possibility. In other words, what the Gemara is suggesting is that how do you look at the Kior? I'm not defining it. Because if the Kior is a Klisharis and the Mayim in there is for the purpose of Kishadar Maglayim, what should you say automatically? The second way, which is that the rules of Klisharis are different than the rules of Avodah.
So it's just simply because that's like
the rule of Klisharis. No, what I'm saying is on the surface, they're talking past each other. The first side saying that if you look at it from the perspective of the water, right, what would we say? The water should be fine. If you look at it from the perspective of the Kli, it wouldn't be good. Well, but they're talking about two separate things.
Well, no, doesn't a problem with it being in a Klisharis trump the problem of like, it's fine
water? Then what's the first side saying?
Exactly, yeah.
Right. That's exactly. Right. It's very weird, right? And then the Gemara then says, Ki asa Ravin.
Ki asa Ravin. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Rabbi Ami. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hadar Pashit. Il Pak Rav Hogan's
Bazoo. Now, what does that mean?
Come on.
That machlokas, this machlokas is based on that machlokas. Ilfa suffik is based on the previous machlokas, meaning that it's not the way you're learning the suffik. It's different. What's his suffik based on? Right, so if Lina's Moelis, then. And if Lina's not Moelis? Okay, so that's easy. We don't care about that. What's this possibility? In Rebbe Lazar's world, right, how could it be? According to Rebbe Lazar, are either going to tell me that if the fact you hold Lina's not Moel, that's that same quality is reflected in the May Kior? Or do you say no, that the Kior is a Klisharis? So it's a Klisharis. What happens every day? Whatever's in there becomes puzzle. You have such a machlokas, a suffix. Right? Your question is a good question. Wouldn't you think that the rules of Klisharis trump the rules?
Not just trump, it's even exists.
Right. Well, again, one more time. So the question is, what happens to the status of the water? Do you say that the Mekior follows Rebbe Lazar's reasoning, which would mean that there's Lina's not Moel, so the water retains the status as being water for usage for the Kohanim? it won't have to be replaced. Or do you say no, that it's a klisharis? And by klisharis, right, it's miskadesh when it's miskadesh in the beginning of the day. And then, like any klisharis. They both have to agree that it has the properties of klisharis. That's for sure. Everyone has to agree with that. I mean, that's the starting point, right? Everyone's going to agree that this thing has the property of klisharis in it.
Yeah.
If you don't say that, then there's no way there's a machlokas in whether it's a klisharis or not. That's important.
Then the second machlokas would be almost impossible.
What's the second machlokas?
The second topic. Or the machlokas about the second.
Oh, fine. But, okay, but let's pretend that doesn't exist for now. So now what do you say? So what do you say now? So what are the two possibilities? Both of them agree it's a klisharis. Okay? Once you say that it has the properties of klisharis, then by definition, what happens to that which is in it?
It has to be replaced.
No, before you get to that.
It's possible.
No, you're thinking too far ahead.
But
morning time, I pour the water into the kior. Now, what's his definition now? It's miskadesh. Okay? It's miskadesh. Okay, that's what I mean. It's miskadesh, right? It's miskadesh. So now what? Now, what are the two possibilities? There's no way. So something's miskadesh. Okay, so on one level, one way you could look at miskadesh is to say, what is miskadesh doing? What's its what does the phenomenon miskadesh do?
Designating it.
No, that's not what you said.
Separating it.
Which means what? What are you therefore doing? What does kiddush do? What is it doing then? Yeah.
Separate.
If I take an animal and I make it hektish, what have I now done?
Designating it as
a rigdash. Okay, fine. Let's assume that's the case. So then what's the other way of looking at miskadesh? What you're saying is not going to work. What's the other way of looking at miskadesh? What you were saying before, you said the first time, is actually, I think, correct. The other way of looking at miskadesh.
What, separating it from...
No, the other thing you said.
Oh, gosh. Obvious particular function.
Right, that's only... its function is to do whatever mizbeach things do, yeah. Right? But then you have like these pitchers. Forget the box for a second. You have the pitchers, right? Like the little various jugs, right? What's their specific function? They don't have one.
To be
right?
Helpful.
It's part of the avoda. That's it. They're just part of the avoda. But however, when you put something into the kli, what now happens at that moment in time?
It becomes designated for that.
It becomes designated for that. But in general, its identity is one of
avoda.
Of just general avoda. So you do see the differentiation between general avoda and specific avoda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that hint in mind. What happens here when the water goes in there? Okay, so
with that hint in mind, you can. I'm not sure why you'd ever say that. It's for any. It's obviously for a particular purpose.
No, because the question is, but what happens in the process of miskadesh? There's two possibilities. Either you're going to tell me that what
it's designated as a particular.
Because we're not talking about the kli. You're right. The kli is for what?
For kishdem.
But the water. So what happens when you put the water in the klisharis? In this klisharis, do you say that what?
The water
what?
Takes on the halos of the kli.
Okay, and therefore, the kli is only for what? Therefore, the water is only for what? So therefore, the water, when you're miskayesh, is actually acquiring a positive chaloshem of the kiddush adayim raglayim, right? That's part of its very identity. And therefore, when can I use it?
Only, well,
whenever you want.
Exactly. As long as I'm doing avoda, right? But what's the other side saying?
No, it just becomes miskayesh as any other...
Because what is there's another way to look at miskadesh. What is miskadesh doing? It's not that it produces
for avoda purposes, not for klisharis.
But how is it designated? I agree. I agree it's designated, but how is it designated? It's not that it's designated through a positive, specific chaloshem. Rather, what does miskadesh mean? When I put that water in there, what happens to the water now?
It loses its regular.
Probably. It loses its shem chol. You understand? If it loses its shem chol, there's no particular identity to this water. It's just, for lack of a better term, holy water, right? Or that's probably the wrong word to use. But anyway, it's right. It's water. It's miskadesh water. So those are the two logical possibilities. Do you say that that when I put the water in and it's miskadesh, it loses its all it does is it loses its shem chol, right? Or do you say no that it acquires the very characteristics of the kli itself, and the kli itself is for what function? Kiddush adayim raglayim. Therefore, the water reflects
and
that as well.
It has anything that's just regular kadosh.